Monday is the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Schools and a lot of other government offices will be closed. The exchange will be pre-recorded for the day. And many communities around the country will host celebrations of the life and accomplishments of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the civil rights leader. Those include Grants Pass and Ashland, and we have guests representing both of those celebrations. From the Grants Pass celebration, Sally Snyder, assistant to the Vice President of Student Services at Rogue Community College. Welcome, Sally.
Thank you so much.
Good to have you here. The Reverend Ernestina Flemister from St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Grants Pass is also among our guests. Welcome, Reverend Flemister.
Thank you. Good to be here.
From the Ashland celebration, we have once again Ashland City Council member Gina Duquesne. Gina, welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. We'll take you all in turn here. But Sally, start us off. First of all, the Grants Pass event, let's see, 5:30 on Monday. Are we back to all virtual events or is there a public component too?
Unfortunately, we are still virtual. We were hoping to be in person. So we're going to be actually live streaming via Facebook, and you do not have to have a Facebook account to join, to watch. What happened is the Newman United Methodist Church used to hold their own celebration to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King. And a few years ago, a couple other churches joined in, St. Luke's Episcopal, Reverend Ernest Dean is from there, and also Tom Berry from Bethany Presbyterian Church, joined in a live celebration. And then Rogue Community College, our diversity programming board, we started partnering. And so we've been doing that now. Ernestine, is this going to be our third or our fourth?
Third.
Together. Third.
Yes, a third year.
Okay. So Ernestine, if you would, give us a little more detail about what is planned.
Well, we are going to be having a program with speakers, Ryan Scott from Newman United Methodist will be making comments, and so will I. And then we will have a speaker, and then we will have a panel discussion. And the theme for our discussion this year is Beloved Community Building Bridges, and we'll be having discussions around that topic.
A community is it's been a tricky thing for the last couple of years, for sure. Talk about partly the pressures, but also the efforts made to counteract the forces of the pandemic and exhaustion about the pandemic and politics and so many other things in society.
Yes, it has been a challenge, but I think one of the main purposes of community is to battle those things that try to separate us, try to bring us together with the common goals and commonalities that we share. And so we are trying to harness all those ideas and notions and to support people in their efforts to be together, to recognize our commonalities and to share in them and to support each other in the process of community building, even in the midst of differences, that we can still be together and we can still have things that benefit the community as opposed to things that tear us apart.
How tricky is it, though, to get in there and find that space where we can find commonality?
Well, it is tricky, and I think the whole idea is to allow people to share their differences, but at the same time to say, okay, we understand your differences, but we still want to make space for the things that we do share in common. And so we discuss all issues, and we try to find that space.
Let us talk about the Ashland celebration. Now, Gina Duquesne, this in past years was a big one, obviously impacted by the pandemic as well. Talk about what's going to be happening this year.
Yes, Jeff. Unfortunately, we are still in this pandemic, so we are streaming. BASE has stepped up once again to spearhead this, and it's going to be streaming via Facebook, RDTV, and a couple of cable channels here. It'll be at 2 o'clock on MLK Day on the 17th of January. And the wonderful thing that I like, the twist that BASE did this year, is all the people that are being interviewed are being interviewed by the Afro Scouts. Mm-hmm. And the Afro Scouts are the young people that are here in Southern Oregon in the Rogue Valley, Medford, Ashland, White City, It's wonderful to see these youth come together and interview leaders in our community. They have interviewed the mayor of Medford, the mayor of Ashland, also Dr. Geneva Craig, who's amazing, who marched with Dr. Martin Luther King in Selma. And so just to be able to get some insight of where these children, where they're coming from, because Dr. Martin Luther King was all about the children, all about the youth. And he believed that they are our future. They were then and they are now. And so I am very grateful to see the different way that it's being presented this year in honor of Dr. King.
What is that like for someone like you, and I'm assuming you're old enough to have some memories of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., perhaps somewhat limited, but to see the children taking up his life, his legacy, his story, without any direct memories of their own, generations removed from such direct memories?
Well, for me, it's the history, and it just makes me feel warm and solid that, knowing that it's going generationally and generationally and generationally. This is our history. This is American history. This is something that all children need to know about Dr. King and I Had a Dream. And his dream still lives, and I hear it, I see it. We were interviewed by Tatum and Anna, young Afro Scouts, and they were remarkable young women, intelligent, with a future ahead of them. And if it weren't for Dr. Martin Luther King and people like Dr. King, we wouldn't be able to do this. We wouldn't be able to celebrate him. I wouldn't be able to be in positions that I'm in, and neither would these young people. So I was very, very glad to see the direction that it's going in this year.
You mentioned that the interviews were done by the kids from Afro Scouts, which is with an organization under BASE, Black Alliance and Social Empowerment, BASE Southern Oregon. They were kind of just getting started, I think, the last time we talked to them. So Afro Scouts obviously has become a thing.
Oh, they have. They have so many things that BASE organizes around the youth consistently. And so to put them up front in celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Day, I thought was great, great follow-up. And I think that, you know, when we look at Dr. King and when we read about Why We Can't Wait, and when we see how he, Dr. King, always pushed the youth and the children up to the forefront, and I see this being carried on and moved forward through BASE. And I'm so proud of that and grateful to that. And when I heard the other two people that are interviewed this morning, I heard the word community several times. And something that we are all wanting to do is build community. And if we look at that big word community, it's a small word, unity, in there. And that's something that I'm hoping we can all hold on to.
Thanks for pointing that out. 60-some-odd years in the earth, and it's the first time anybody's ever mentioned that. Thank you, Gina. Yeah. Gina Duquesne is an Ashland City Council member talking about Martin Luther King Jr. celebrations for Monday for the Rogue Valley. We also have with us Sally Snyder from Rogue Community College and the Reverend Ernestine Flemister from St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Grants Pass. You are welcome to join the conversation, and if you have an event to report in your own town, by all means, let people know about it here on The Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. We got some sense, Reverend Ernestine, already about the growth of the event in Grants Pass. I think this is your fourth now, isn't it? You've been in Grants Pass for this long? Yeah. Talk about how the celebration has evolved over just those 4 years.
Well, I think COVID, for one, has put a big damper on us being able to gather in person, and I think that was really a big part of the celebration. But I think it's evolved in the sense that we've gotten more people involved. There are more people that are interested in participating, and including young people, as the councilwoman mentioned. And so we have some people on the panel. We have a young lady from high school will be participating. Last year we had the same thing. And so we're just trying to broaden the circle. But each time we have a celebration, we're trying to include more people, trying to invite more people to come and participate and be a part of it and share. And I think one of the things that we also try to do, and this is where we have another program that we participate in, Courageous Conversations. This is where that evolved out of, because we said that Martin Luther King Day can't be the only day that we get together and talk about issues that are important to the community. So we started Courageous Conversations, and we do that on a monthly basis, and we discuss topics that, as the title says, that maybe people are reluctant to talk about, and it takes courage to have those conversations around. So that was a result of Martin Luther King Day celebration and saying, look, we need to have more conversations, and we need to have them more frequently as opposed to just once a year when we celebrate Dr. King.
Well, yeah, excellent point. And that was actually among my list of questions there about do there need to be other days? And obviously you've addressed that part of it. Do there need to be other people discussed too? Is it too easy just to come back to Martin Luther King Jr. and say, okay, we got that covered?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why the topic of our conversation changes every month. We have had people from the local indigenous tribes. We had conversations around that on Thanksgiving Day. And we've had conversations with political leaders. So we are trying to be more inclusive, broaden the circle, recognize differences and acknowledge them and bring them out into the open instead of having them undercover all the time.
Reverend Ernestine, I wonder how you deal with a couple of sensitive areas here. I mean, Grants Pass is a community that is very white and has a Klan background and other white supremacist activity, and in the not too distant past at that. And I wonder where you try to find that zone between acknowledging what has taken place and not engaging the criticism of the people who just want us to feel bad about the past or think that people want us to feel bad about the past.
Well, I think one of the ways we do that is to have the conversation and not try to sweep it under the rug. If you are having that opinion, share the opinion and tell us why you're having that opinion. And we invite people to engage in the conversation. I think for me, that's one of the biggest things about the situation. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to say, this is how I'm feeling. And I think it's important for us to say, okay, this is how you're feeling. You're entitled to have those feelings. Let's have a conversation about why you feel that way. And I think the conversation is open for everybody, not just the people that we may have similar backgrounds or similar understandings or similar opinions with, but the people that we don't agree with.
And Gina Duquesne, a similar question about Ashland with also a Klan past and some other things in the not too distant past to confirm some issues with race relations in the community. Are those directly addressed in the King celebrations and beyond?
They are directly addressed during the celebration for Dr. King. However, something that I would like to see reinforced more, it is beginning to be implemented now, is that following Dr. Martin Luther King's celebration, we go right into Black History Month. Black history is American history. I cannot agree more that we have to have conversations, because through conversations, we open up a brand new door and people can have a safe place to ask questions and be educated, because education is the key. Too many times we have not looked at things realistically. People don't know true American history. And to be able to know true American history, we can be empathetic and we can understand and we can begin to find common ground and to see each other's heritage, culture, background. I am a true believer that cultures are meant to be shared and cross-pollinate, and we get to know each other and we see that our differences are really what makes us who we are. And that's something that we can start to dig deep in. Too many times things have been just skirted over, or don't look at that, or we don't want to have the hard conversation. I believe we need to have that hard conversation and educate ourselves until the conversation isn't hard anymore.
Gina Duquesne, Sally Snyder, the Reverend Ernestine Flemister are guests on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about plans for the observance of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. birthday on Monday with Ashland's and Grant's, well, the Rogue Valley's event, basically Medford to Ashland at 2 p.m. on Rogue Valley Community TV. Or streamed on Facebook Live, the Grants Pass event, Beloved Bridges Building Community at 5:30, also streamed on Facebook Live. You can join the conversation on the Exchange. You can come in and add some details on things going on in your community if you haven't heard them here. Join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Sally Snyder, how does RCC attempt to incorporate the day, the themes, the activities, the learning into what goes on the RCC campuses?
Actually, I wanted to respond to a question you just asked to both of the others mm-hmm. in terms of recognizing our history and our past and how it can be hard, it can be ugly. And part of the reason I think that people struggle with it is they haven't been taught the truth. And one of our February programs is called Sundown Towns, and it's going to be part two, what happened after dark in Southern Oregon. And we have a really energetic, passionate young man, Taylor Stewart, who's been leading this. He recently led the Oregon Remembrance Project in Coos Bay, and that was to bring reconciliation for the lynching of Alonzo Tucker to their community. So he took their community on a path of really exploring the ugly truth of what happened. But then how do we come forward into our present day and reconcile it and move forward in a positive way? And so we're really excited because he's coming here to talk about Grants Pass and Southern Oregon having sundown towns and not allowing people of color to be here after dark. And so that's going to be next month, or yeah, February 22nd, mm-hmm. we'll have our courageous conversation. So I wanted to spotlight that for a moment so people could join in on that.
Okay, glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm.
Things he says is we can't change our history, but we can change our relationship to it. That's something I heard from Taylor that has really stuck with me.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, and that'll be February 22nd. And then just in general, how has RCC changed its approach mm-hmm. at all and how it talks about difficult histories? I mean, you were in the higher education business already, so I can't mm-hmm. imagine there's been that much change, but.
Well, I feel here it's an easier time to talk about it. We are able to open up the doors to this, and when students get to community college, we have all ages. It's not, and we're not restricted. We want to hear all sides. We want people to debate and to really think about things and take a moment. So, we have a diversity programming board that specifically makes events. They're open to our students, our staff, and our community. They're always free of charge, and so we're hosting these a couple of months of anything that really needs to be addressed. And we always are taking suggestions. What do you want to learn about? What do you want to dig into?
Mm-hmm. Let us take a phone call here. Nancy in Ashland, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Sally Snyder, the Reverend Ernestine Flemister, and City Council Member Gina Duquesne.
Hi, everyone. I'm so glad you're doing this program so we can know what we can tap into given the year of COVID. I wanted to share with you and with the whole community that there's a song that can be a very empowering song for Martin Luther King Day. It's called You Cannot Chain My Soul. It's a song of soul force in the face of brutality. And I was inspired to write it actually from dipping into some presentation on PBS about slavery. That's where it rose up out of. And G. Valmont Thomas, that many of you knew here in this community, Shakespeare actor.
Yeah, who died a few years ago, yes.
He did die a few years ago. He sings the lead in it most amazingly.
Oh, wow.
And co-arranged it with me to have that real field hand sound. And the album it's on is Spirits Walking the Wind. And the subtitle of that album is Echoes of the Ancestors, Voices of the Spirit. And it's a celebration, as Gina was alluding to, I think, of the multicultural panorama of our nation and, you know, the ancestors of all those different cultures. Yeah, so Eric Allen at your radio station used to play it every year on Martin Luther King Day, and I would call G-Val and go, oh, it's our song again.
All right, I'll see if I can find a link to it to make sure that we can make that part of what we put up on the web once we're done here today. Nancy, thank you very much for that. So not much time left. Reverend Ernestine, given all that has happened just since the pandemic started, including the murder of George Floyd and the conviction of his police killer, does it feel like there may be a chance here to catch a breath and consider where our society stands?
I hope so. I hope so. I think the pandemic, I think, allowed us to catch that breath. It allowed people to look at situations that were happening that maybe we wouldn't have paid attention to if life had been going on as usual. So I think that the pandemic allowed us to take that breath, and I hope that we will continue to pay attention to what is going on in our world and in our society and not allow people to disrupt community, to create situations where we're not allowed to be in conversation with one another, where we're not allowed to acknowledge one another, where we're not allowed to love one another. And I think it's important, it's encouraging, and we continue to make these inroads, and we will continue to fight that battle.
Look for the commonality, or as Gina Duquesne said, Gina, thank you for that. There's unity in community.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Jeff, I wanted to know if we had a second. I wanted to give a shout out that those who feel comfortable on Monday the 17th at 12:30 on Ashland Plaza, we will have Dr. Martin Luther King's speech amplified.
Okay.
We'll have gospel music, and we'll have some speakers from 12:30 to 1:30, and
okay,
then everybody can go home and go chime in debate.
All right. Gina, Reverend Ernestine, Sally, thank you so much. This is JPR.
Thank you.
Thank you.